Is the fruit of your faith measured by the willingness to forgive from your heart, or does bitterness and resentment keep you chained to condemnation both now and for eternity? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. You can check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're expecting a great day today. God is on the throne. He is on the move. He's going to move your heart, change your mind, open your eyes to see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around you. And it's just going to be a great day for you to share Jesus with somebody today. Hey, we are in a series called None Righteous. And this is called Their Condemnation is Just. So let's look at the scripture for the day. It's verse 8, but we'll start in verse 5. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? The God who inflicts wrath is not unrighteous, is he? I am speaking in human terms. May it never be, for otherwise, how will God judge the world? But if through my lie, the truth of God abounded to his glory, why am I also still being judged as a sinner? And why not say, as we are slanderously reported, and as some claim that we say, let us do evil that good may come. Their condemnation is just. So obviously, Paul is arguing a particular debate here about what people are accusing him of teaching. And it says at the very end, their condemnation is just. And I thought, have you ever thought about the condemnation of the Lord? I mean, I think oftentimes we think of Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But the question is, how about those who are not in Christ Jesus? Is there condemnation for them? How about those who don't know the Savior Jesus Christ? Is there condemnation for them? Well, let's look at the scripture. Matthew 18:21, verse 35, it says, then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. For this reason, the kingdom of God may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. So this is what's important. Peter's asking a question about forgiveness. And you may be thinking, wait, I thought we were talking about condemnation. Well, you'll see here. And Jesus begins this parable about a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, one owed him 10,000 talents, who brought what was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began to choke him and saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, have patience with me and I will repay you. So we have a slave. The slave right here goes before the king, says he can't make the payment. He humbles himself, laying himself prostrate before the king and pleads with him, and the king forgives his debt. Now this same slave goes out and meets this slave. This one owes him pennies. But yet this one that had been forgiven much couldn't find it in him to forgive this one. But he was unwilling and went through him in prison until he should pay back all that he owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord, the king, all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you? And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Now, you may be thinking, how does that apply to condemnation? And the first thing I wanted to point out is one of the hallmarks that you are truly born again, one of the indicators, one of the lights on the dashboard that's telling you you're okay, you're going the right direction, it's a green light, is your ability and your willingness to forgive. To forgive others, to look them in the eye and say, you know, I've made mistakes and God has forgiven me so much. I forgive you. I release the debt. And I don't know if you notice, this talks about them going to the very place of torture. And that torture, some may think is hell, but I think some of that condemnation or that frustration or that shame can take place here also on earth. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from his heart. So it's time we forgive. If we want healing in the public square, we can't keep holding on to resentment. There's the present consequences for our unforgiveness, but there's also the eternal condemnation if we choose to keep walking in that unforgiveness. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So there's the present times where we have the consequences of not forgiving. And there's a future time where we will experience the condemnation of the Lord, the judgment, the final judgment of the Lord, if we do not repent. I know I've mentioned this many times on this podcast, that oftentimes we liken the things of this world to unforgiveness, bitterness, and all those kind of things, that God is just going to somehow overlook that. But the reality is we need to be changed from the inside out. That our faith is in Jesus Christ, and we have accepted the free gift that he has given us. And it is a gift. So turn to the living God today. It's time to forgive. It's time to move on. It's time that we heal our land. Let's go back to the living God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would go before us in all things today. God, that you would surround us and move upon us in such a way that we would be able to glorify and honor you. If there's any bitterness or any sin that we are walking in that is displeasing to you, Lord, we hand it over to you and we say, Lord, it is yours. Have mercy on us, O God. Transform us from the inside out. God, we want to stand before you, but not before the judgment seat. Lord, we confess Jesus is Lord, and we confess that our names are written in the book of life. We need you, God. Forgive us today, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment. The Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.